Guardian Unlimited.
Doris Lessing. She's one of the most celebrated writers living today. Now 87, she is perhaps most famous for her novel The Golden Notebook, which is considered a feminist classic by many. Her latest novel, The Cleft, imagines a society populated only with women, or clefts as they're known, until suddenly a male, or squirt as they're referred to in the book, is born and their idyllic world is forever changed. Our very own squirt, Zan Brooks, met up with Doris Lessing earlier, and he began by asking her what inspired the ideas in the novel.
Around about 2 or 3 years ago, there was this idea that the basic human stock had been female and men came along after, and that really inspired me, the whole idea. I thought, first it seems to me perfectly obvious it must be so, but...
Why obvious?
Well, because women are sort of, I think, women are sort of settled and seated and they have a very good relationship with the universe. Well, I don't think men do. I think you're a thoroughly unsettled lot still.
and a naturally younger lot.
Well, they're much more like a younger species than... I mean, this is what's... I'm not saying this is good or bad, you understand. Mm. I just think that this is why women tend to be conservative on the whole and... Well, they're very practical. I mean, you know, I can go on like this for hours. I'm sure anybody else on the scene could do the same. It is a natural idea, isn't it, that that women are... I mean, we are very, very different, aren't we? Men and women are totally different. And there's no good pretending we're not.
But you've enraged a lot of people by saying that with this book, that people are kind of accusing you of peddling sort of gender stereotypes.
Oh, well, I mean, if you're going to have a whole lot of... females sitting on the same seashore for thousands of years, they're bound to be rather slack and slow, like sloths, it seems to me. They need to be woken up a bit.
Do you see yourself as a basically conservative, settled person?
No.
Right. So you're the exception to the...
I didn't say all women are. I'm talking about then, if these women, the basic human stock, were living on their seashore for thousands of years with nothing ever happening to them. There was no surprises. They didn't have to worry about food. They didn't have to worry about the climate. It was a good climate. Suddenly, a baby boy appears. This must have been very unsettling to them. Mm. And very good for them, because it would shake them up a bit.
Mm. So men are there to shake women up a bit?
I didn't say that. But they do. My feeling is that if this is true, evolution, or whatever this person is, or creature, or force, that causes things to happen, decided that men would be a good idea and bring in a new kind of freshness and excitement.
I'm glad that you say that you don't see yourself as conservative, because looking back over your life, from your upbringing in Africa to coming to London, you seem to have led a very restless, very adventurous, very independent life. Is that how you see it yourself?
I don't think I'm... Look, when I say that women are basically conservative, I'm not saying that every woman in the world is basically conservative. I think, as a tendency, I think that women are more settled and more conservative than men. I'm not talking politically, I'm talking about... That's what I think. And about the whole... I don't know why people get so upset so easily. Well, it's... First, people don't like words very often. They get upset by words like cleft and squirt and monsters. They get upset by words, which is quite extraordinary. They get upset by ideas.
Why is that extraordinary? For someone who has dealt in words all your life and knows the power of words probably better than practically anybody, why is it surprising that people would react to words?
Because they react sometimes surprisingly. The word cleft, which after all comes from Queen Elizabeth I, is easy to tolerate after a bit. The whole idea of the language I use about men tend to upset them, and not all of them. It was, you always go into these generalizations. About the whole idea of the women on that time, of that kind, on that place, being very slow and lazy, I don't see that I've said that this is what women are always like, everywhere, at any time. Mm. It's just then.
When you come to events like this, I guess you get told endlessly by people how much your work has changed their lives and how much the Golden Notebook or the Shikasta series has changed their lives. How has it changed your life? How has writing changed your life? And what has it kind of given to you personally?
Everything. Because you can't write a book without getting new ideas and new thoughts. I mean, this is one of the pleasures of writing. If you start a new book, one of the things I think is, I'm going to be completely different at the end of it because I'll have all these new ideas and thoughts, which is true.
And because when you were in your early 20s, you were kind of married, you had two children, and then you kind of threw that all into to sort of chase after writing. That was what you did.
No, I gave it all up. At that time, I was a communist. Everybody was a communist in those days. I was the great new utopias that I was in love with. What idiots we were.
But isn't writing about achieving a certain utopia?
No.
It's not. It's not about questing after something.
No. It's something for somebody like me. It's something I have to do. I have to do it. I mean, otherwise I would go crazy. I mean, I think this is probably a very neurotic thing that I'm saying about myself. I cannot not write. That means that, something must be wrong with me.
So you have no plans to stop writing? You can't conceive of a life now without writing?
Not easily, no. No. Okay. Why should I?
Doris Lessing, thank you very much
indeed.
Guardian Unlimited.